Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello. How are you? Welcome into the Eric Zanzio Pod. Welcome into the Eric Zanzio Podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Thank you to Impact Power Sports for being with us today. Amy is in some foreign country. She just ran a marathon in another country again. It's always crazy because she'll be here with us and then she's gone. She's like, yeah, I'm over here in South Africa. My God. Aram asks her, how many marathons have you run outside of the United States? 10-ish. God, that is one anywhere. One in your neighborhood is like not a lot of people run marathons. But my God, she says, I'm done for a while. I have no money or vacation left. You know, there's going to come a day when, well, it might happen. It might not happen. Time up. Brucey, no. When, like, for me, I was like, oh, my God, I just love running, swimming, biking. I can't stop. Every waking moment, I'm running, swimming, and biking. And then one day it turned around, and it was like, I like camping. And I stopped running and then, like, completely gave it up. So some people do this for life. And if you do like I do, you won't. And you just immediately let it all go. I was like, hey, it's the weekend. It's going to be beautiful. And you got a couple days off. Want to do something fun this weekend? Well, I can't. What? Why? Well, I got to get up on Friday and swim 3 miles. And then lift some weights. And then I'm going to run a marathon. Just a training run. I'll be done with that by about... I'll get up at about 6. And then I'll be done with that at 4. Do you think maybe we can do something after that? No, I got to eat. My feeding is from 4 p.m. to 7. Oh, maybe we can go out to eat. No, they don't have the food that I eat. I have this alpaca steaks that we have to eat. Some wildebeest stew. And I have to eat that or else I won't be able to save 3 seconds off my personal best. Okay, so that's at like 7. Maybe we can go get a movie after. No, I got to get rest in for Sunday. What's Sunday? Well, I got to get up at 4 and tune my bike. Tune your bike. Yeah, I got to degrease the chain and clean it. Why do you have to wash your bike? Well, if there's dirt on it, it slows down my training time. It does? Yeah, that's very important. What are you doing after that? Well, I got to pedal up to Cadillac, Michigan. I'm going on a 200 miler. Should be back about 3 p.m. Then I'm going to run a training run after that. Should be done with that about 6. All those years. Now it's like, God damn. If I have to cut the lawn, I'm pissed off. Amy says 100% accurate. And then it slowly got pulled out of my system. You know, I still liked running. And then now that the arthritis has set in on my right knee, now I take walks. I take leisurely strolls wearing my New Balance tennis shoes with black socks and shorts. And my world's greatest granddad t-shirt on. Or Papa's favorite shirt with pictures of my grandkids on it tucked into my shorts. Look at me. I got a coffee mug. Grand Valley State Dad. Stevie says, I miss it too. My feet are just so bad now. Arthritis. Oh, you got the rightest too? God damn. I had a funny interaction with someone, and one of the things I laugh at is when someone quotes something from my show and how they heard it or where they were when they heard it. Hold on. Time out. I need to drink this and then I got to read this. Hold on. We have a new person. It says new introduction. It lets me know. This is known as Sussy Baca 6967. It starts with I am gay or I am a gay. And then more than one person says, yo, Eric, can you oil up? Well, if I had time, I would. I mean, seriously? Welcome to anyone who's new. So what I was getting at is when I hear people say, oh, my God, you said this, and then they'll type it out. When I say it, it doesn't sound that funny. But we were talking yesterday on the show about gayness. It was the start of the show. We're talking about gayness. I forgot how we got on the topic. And I know at some point, I mentioned about being 8% gay. This gentleman on my new favorite Facebook spot, the Segment 18 Facebook group, where a number of my top fans are. Hang on a second, guys. We got a phone call. Hey, hey.
Hey, I was wondering if I could hear Machine Gun by Hendrix.
Oh, hey, is this Bill?
Yeah. Oh, are you still on the phone?
Hey, yeah. Sorry. What's up, buddy? No, I'll pass that on to JJ, but I didn't get to it. Okay. It's long. It's a long-ass song. I didn't realize it was so long.
Yeah, no problem. I know you got tons of requests every day.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, have a good day.
All right, man. You too.
Bye-bye.
It's this dude, Bill. He's like my best buddy. Okay, now I could have swore I put the phones on forward, or I took them off forward. Because if people are trying to call into the radio station and it's going to my phone all day, they're going to be like, what the hell is going on? And then they'll have to go and take the phones off forward, and then I get yelled at. And the last 12, 13, 14, 15 hours of my life, I have been doing nothing but getting yelled at. Okay? And that will be a big part of this show today. All of my getting yelled at. No, good. They're not on forward. Thank God. I got a phone call when I got done with the radio show from the operations manager. His name is JJ. And he's like, hey, did you do this or that? Did you push this button on your screen? I'm like, I don't know. And I guess I did. And what that did was the less boring short version is I messed up the online stream so that when people were listening to the show or my shift, I don't call it a show. I call it a shift. When it goes to commercials, it wasn't playing the right commercials. So that's causing headaches in the office of the radio station. Now, this was inadvertent, of course. And But for the first time, I felt like, I don't know, I just felt like I was getting my ass chewed. And I haven't really had an ass chewing yet. And I was like, oh, I think some people are pissed off at me. Oh, boy. So that was weird. Kenny says, well, someone's working their way to getting yelled at. Tim says, Eric always causing problems at work. LOL. You don't know the half of it. Wait until you hear about Bosco's last night. Oh, boy. But anyway, so on the Segment 18 page, the guy who runs the Segment 18 page, which is part of my favorite morning show, based on, I was in a, I was contributing to the page a couple days ago, and Will said, I'm just here for the comments. And I said, hey, buddy, I mentioned you in my podcast today. How are you? And then he wrote, I laughed my ass off listening to your podcast today. He says, no shit. I pulled up to the drive-through window right when you said, quote, if I was more than 8% gay, I'd have a dick up my ass. Sir, this is Popeyes. Would you like red beans and rice or French fries? I wrote, oh, dear God, Will, after all of these years, you know that you cannot listen to what I am saying while you are near others. Which brings me to this. What the hell is, I mean, most people listen either with earbuds or not in mixed company. And if you do listen in mixed company where it's someone who doesn't know me or they don't like me, I mean, that's just weird. In my opinion, like Maureen there. She's went ahead and listened to the show in front of her beloved husband and has gotten eye roll after eye roll after eye roll from the hubby. And that's not great. I was just talking to some friends of Dougie, the Furnesses over at Bosco's, and me, who were, visiting the restaurant. And I told a story recently that had some horrible language in it. And when they're telling me that they were listening, they're saying that their 14-year-old kid was in the car and started to say what I was saying, which at the time was the C word. I was describing some pissed off lady who was in there. It was when those kids trashed the bathroom and their mom came in to like bail them out. And she was totally enabling them. And I described the mom as having a look on her face like she was kind of cunty. Well, Jesus Christ. The couple's listening to that bit with their kid in the back of the car. And I'm like, holy shit. Linda says, that's on him, not her. Absolutely. Cole says, earbuds, jackasses. All right, I just banned whoever that person was that was driving me crazy. Just can't have that. Some troll. Maureen says he gave me AirPods for my birthday, which I now use when he's around. I don't blame you. Last night at Bosco's. Okay, this was the big one. All right. I haven't really had, I mean, I've seen Doug pissed off, but not like this. This was the one that I've been kind of like hoping wouldn't happen. And so I felt like I was about 11 years old. We're in there and we get a bunch of orders and we got a bunch of burgers and I think it was a pretty heavy amount of food and we blazed right through it. No problems whatsoever. So I'm getting to a point where I've got enough. I know I'm looking two steps ahead and, you know, we're working together quite well. We're communicating. And then I fucked up an order where I serve the burger and then the server gets it. Her name's Annika. She goes, okay, this is no bun. I go, oh, because people do that. They it's a real horrible trend that people are in. And it's in just a ridiculous, ridiculous move. You get these fat fucks that come through there and they're like, hey, I'm going low carb. So no bun. Double the fries. I'm like, you dumb fuck. Yeah, yeah. I'm really watching my figure. So make sure you go no bun. And then it's always like the order comes through and then at the bottom in red, it'll say no bun. And I stop reading. So I make this fantastic looking burger. No bun. Now it takes a little time to rectify this. And if you've ever worked in a restaurant, we're just finishing up all this food's leaving. And we're already starting on the next wave of food. It's a little hitch in your giddy up if you have to take time away from the next batch of food to fix this shit. Nick says ordering no bun burgers should get you thrown out. Oh, without a doubt. Just Doug, grab him by the fucking collar and throw them right through the plate glass window. Fuck you when you're no bun. Stevie says, I order no bun when I go there. Now I feel bad. Anyone who eats a no bun burger is a cock. Without a doubt. Kenny says, some of us have to order them that way now. He says, we don't want to. And then he says, fuck you. Yeah. Hey, mate. Yeah. If you could you go ahead and make those double fries? And how about no bun? Because I'm trying to watch my figure. Ow. You idiot. Ryan writes, what is the point of a no-bun burger? Might as well just get a salad. Exactly. If you're so fucked up that you have to order no-bun burgers, you should not be going out to eat. You should be staying at home, drinking like a goddamn protein shake. Eating cucumbers and maybe a couple olives for the day. No more no bun burgers, dicks. So that fucks me up. And you know what is even more of a problem? Doing that same thing again. I did it again. I fucked it up. So now that's like lubed dug up. That's got him like, okay. And he's looking at me a little wayward. Next thing that happens. I'm making a wrap. Now, I used to be horrible at rolling these. It would always split out, blow out the side of the wrap. Then you got to start over. I'm pretty good at it now. And by the way, Nick writes, yeah, then they wash down their no-bun burger with 56 ounces of Fountain Pop. So I've gotten very good at wrapping the food. So you got a BLT chicken wrap. You put this lettuce, you put tomato, you put cheese on it, you lay put this chipotle sauce on it, you put bacon, and then you put chicken on it. You roll that bastard up. And I used to be the worst at it, but now I got it down. Doug gets it's big tortilla. He heats up the tortilla on the flat top, and he goes, here you go. And then you make it. Well, I noticed that the tortillas were somewhat compromised. Thinning. Because you see a million of these, and you know what's a pristine one and one that's fucked up. And I'm like, that one might blow out on us. So I made the wrap, and I made it, and I was successful making it despite the compromised tortilla. And I said to him, I go, watch those tortillas. Next one comes around, I make it again. But I made it wrong. It comes back. This is the third thing we have to remake. And yeah, they didn't want Chipotle ranch. They wanted regular ranch. And I'm like, oh, no, this is bad. And I can just feel, I can feel the heat coming off of Doug. Now, Doug is, I think he could best be described as terrifying. He's about 5'9 and a half, 230. With probably about, I don't know, 6.5% body fat. He's built like a brick shit house. And he's looking at me like, fuck you. I'm like, oh no. So he heats up another wrap. And he tries rolling it for some reason. And it blows out. The side blows out. So now he's steaming. He's furious. And then he goes, you put too much food in this. It's too big. Now, it's not. It's the same goddamn size as every wrap I've ever made. But I don't say anything. I didn't say anything during any of this. So he eats up another tortilla. And we do it again. And he just takes the contents of the ripped, the blown out one, and puts it into the new wrap. He's just like, almost like wringing out a rag. Just kind of like drops it on there, throws the old tortilla out, tries rolling it again. He rolls it up. He looks at it. It blows out again. It's a bad tortilla again. And he goes, gah! So now he's really, he's just exploding. It took four times. Now, I take it back. On the fourth time, it blows out again, and then he picks it all up and pounds it like a snowball and slam dunks it in the garbage like Michael Jordan. And I'm like, oh, no. Jesus Christ. I mean, I haven't seen an eruption like that since the last Kenny rage quit. It was so bad that Dee Dee, Mrs. Doug, comes back and pats me on the shoulder and goes, there, there. And then she goes, Doug, please. I mean, she's trying to calm him down. I'm like, holy fucking shit. Oh. And I had to... then, you know, I mean, that's tough working conditions. It was like, oh boy. So I just kept my fucking head down and, wow. It was intense. Tyler says, let's get him on the phone. No, no, we do not want to do this. And, so that was a first. That was a first. That was the most intense thing I think I've ever been involved in my life. Kenny says, yes, that would be epic. Get him on the phone. I think that's a horrible idea. I will try because I'm a team player. A little bit later on, he started to like calm down. And he starts like backtracking. Hey, sorry I did this. Sorry I did this. And I go, hey, no worries. No worries. Hey, don't worry about it, man. Hey, whatever. It doesn't bother me at all. No sweat off my back. And I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, God. Doesn't answer.
Doug Furness.
I'm not leaving a message. Fuck you guys. In fact, I'm texting them the words butt dial. I'm so glad that that did not work out. Tyler says, if this blows up, I take zero responsibility. All right. I'm driving home and I call Diane. I go, oh my God, you won't believe what happened. What? And I kind of like give her the breakdown of what I just talked about. And she gets like defensive about it. And Irish redhead. She's like, I don't want you working there anymore. It's too much. I don't like that. I don't like that he did that to you. Okay, don't worry about it. You know, it's no big deal. I love Doug. You know, just as long as I get out of there in one piece, there's nothing he can do to hurt me. I tried my best. The problem is when I make a mistake like no bun, when I fuck up the no bun burger because some dirty fucking asshole wants a no-bun burger, fuck that idiot. Once I fuck it up and then fuck it up again, then I'm like, I've lost my confidence. You know, it's kind of like when, in sports, you know, when the quarterback's playing shitty or the goalie gives up three in a period and he gets yanked, you know, you gotta, oh. And it was interesting because we had all that food that I was fucking up. And then we got an order in for like a massive order, like a lot of food. So we were still stuck on trying to fix my fuck ups. And that other food, it hadn't even started. And you're looking at the what you don't want is a long wait time. You know, typically if you order food at Bosco's, the absolute quickest you can get it is 13 minutes. From the time the order is sent from the server to me, I get the ticket and I make the food, is 13 minutes. These were like 40, 45 minutes, and people were like, hey, where's the food? We're like, oh, fucking shit. God damn it. So then when I fuck up like that, then it kind of like, it snowballs and I start to get into my own head, and that type of pressure like bearing down on me, I'm not that used to that. I haven't really had to work under that type of pressure in a long, long time. Joe Martinez says, weren't you just commenting yesterday on how great you are? Guess the hair didn't work. I guess not. Well, I'll tell you what. I under pressure, I'm not good at all. I was like, uh-oh. That was rough. You know what's bad is when you're getting rattled like that, and then you've got this angry Brahma bull breathing down on you. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, God damn. So, back to Facebook. I made a post yesterday promoting the show, which is just a regular thing that I do. I wrote, Satanic Temple, West Michigan blesses Ottawa County. Hear the show. Also in the show, some blind weirdo attacks EZ on Facebook. As usual, EZ takes high road, which is just a ridiculous thing to say. And here's the weirdo. His name is Pat. Now, Wombat Pat. And then our Pat writes, this is that crazy FBHW fan, Wombat Pat. I've gotten into it with him many times. He's got those crazy eyes, like he doesn't know what planet he's on. And I had to inform our very own Patrick, LOL, he's blind in his defense. He's got those milk seep eyes. And it's true. He's all fucked up, you know, and he doesn't wear the Millsaps. You gotta, this is one of my problems with blind people. You can't, I mean, it's just, they're hard to look at. They really need to cover up those eyes or wear eye patches on both eyes or something like that. So there's that. Kenny says, that's a guy that wouldn't take your phone call, LOL. No. That was another guy I was in a fight with yesterday. Dave says, he looks like he's ready to join the fellowship. Patrick says, my bad, he is crazy. He is crazy, though. I think so. I don't know. Ryan says, laugh my fucking ass off. A lot of Free Beer and Hot Wing Show listeners have this type of misfit appearance to them. You know, shit jammed in their ears, fucked up eyes, giant beard. There are very few blind people that I even like to talk to. Blind people are either weird assholes or great musicians. You can't be two things. You can either be a weirdo, an asshole, or a great musician. I take it back. Or annoying. Weirdo, like this guy. Asshole, also like this guy. Great musician or annoying. Saul, he's annoying as fucking hell. Saul's the guy who reached out to me and said, hey, Eric, can you please give me tickets for the Griffins game? And I go, yes, I have 4 commissioner seats that I will send to you. You and 3 of your friends can go, Saul. These are center ice, about 12 rows back, perfect perspective, best seats in the house, $70 ticket. I give them to him. He gets there at the end of the first period. And then he sees the end of the first period. The intermission comes. And then next thing I know, I get a text from Saul. And he says, hey, we're leaving. Why? I don't like that they play the foghorn when the team comes out for the second period. I'm like, what? Wait, what is the problem? Yeah, it was very jarring to me that they play that big horn when the team comes out. I go, well, it's celebrating. The team's back. Let's have a party. Let's drink a beer. Fucking have a Coke and a smile. Yeah, that was too loud for me. Well, they do that every time they score a fucking goal. Yeah, but I was expecting that. I didn't expect this, so I'm frightened. I must leave now. Well, fuck you. I'm not giving you tickets anymore, you blind fuck. Ryan writes the quote, I don't like blind people. Signed, Big Fraud Zane. They're always assholes, weirdos, or great musicians. It's so true. My pal Tony Beep Beep Baseball. He's blind. Not annoying. Not an asshole. Not a weirdo, but a great musician. He will tell you himself that all blind people are cocks. And he's blind. I've had that conversation with him. In fact, I should get his fucking ass on here right now. I need some redemption from the blind world. Blind. Oh, no. Tony.
Eric.
Tony!
Well, howdy do, my friend.
How are you? I'm on my podcast right now, and I wanted to reach out to you.
Oh, well, shoot. I'm glad you reached out. I actually, all right, take care. I'm actually just getting to work, so I got a couple of minutes. How are you?
Oh, is that okay? If it's bad, just let me know, and I'll call you later.
I wouldn't have answered the phone, dumbass.
Okay, good. Okay. I love that you call me a dumbass, man. That's fantastic.
How are you? It's good to hear your voice.
I'm doing well, but I wanted to talk to you because I think I've talked to you before about this. Why is it that so many of your blind brothers and sisters either weirdos or dicks?
You know, I wondered the same thing. I think it's because they collect too much Social Security and don't want to take responsibility for their fucking actions.
I said on the show, blind people are either weirdos, dicks, or great musicians, and you fall into the great musician category.
I mean, I'm a dick.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're fucking awesome. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Are you making any music or anything right now? What's happening in your life?
Well, I actually left Alaska. I live in Oregon now. I got a job working for their government, traveling around the state and consulting with schools and universities to make sure their technology is up to par with modern accessibility needs. And then I also teach, so I go to clients' homes. So they hired me a private driver to travel around the state to do that.
You know, your skill set makes you such an incredible commodity, and your drive makes you a goddamn earner.
I appreciate that. The market, there's not enough people doing this line of work, so the demand is very, very high, which, you know, in my case is fantastic because I get paid a pretty penny. But in other senses, it's also bad because that also means there's an entire demographic of people not getting resources that they deserve or, you know, training that they deserve so that they can go out and be, you know, successful and get a job and go to school like everybody else.
Do you have any music that you're working on? Because everybody always loves your music. I mean, they've heard it, they've seen it. I mean, what's happening in that regard? Do you have any time to write?
Good question. So I put out a new album last September called Savage. That's out on Spotify and Apple Music, and then ever since then I got lazy and I didn't put any more music out on Spotify, but I did put a couple of records out on my Bandcamp page, and that's tonygebhard.bandcamp.com is where you can find that. I've got two acoustic albums up there that I released this year, but I'm taking a break right now to focus on my mental health and you know, kind of find my inspiration and just see what the next chapter of that is, you know?
I'm looking, when I put your name in, I put in Savage and then Tony Gebhard. And then there's also one that says The Tony Gebhard Show. Is that you?
That is me. Yeah. I started a podcast last year.
Wow. I love
it. Yeah. And actually, and to be honest, you inspired me to do it too.
Oh my God. Good for you, Tony. Well, I got something to check out, buddy. I love that.
Yeah, no, we've had a lot of fun. I've been bringing on fun guests. It's primarily centered around people in the disabled community who've made a living for themselves or, you know, success. And it's to try and shed some light on that and to motivate other people who are, you know, the dicks or the weirdos, you know, to maybe get out of their head a little bit and go do something for themselves.
Are you Jim's age or Jackie's age? It was because Jackie was in your class, right?
Jackie was in my class, yeah.
2015.
2015, yeah.
Fucking A, man.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It was almost 10 years ago now.
I know it. You're so fantastic, Tony.
Oh, likewise.
All right, buddy. Well, give my best to the fam. Love you. And we'll check out what you got going on here. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, sounds good. I love you too. And hello to the rest of the podcast. Love you guys.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
There you go. Tony Gebhard. Now I feel good. You know, I needed that. Because I had a real bad taste in my mouth about the blind community. Every time I turn around, there's another blind guy being an asshole. Chris writes, Jeff Healy, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder. It checks out. When I first moved to Jenison, was 2004, summer of 2004, school year 2005. Two Tony stories. That guy you just heard. So 20 years ago. When we first moved, Jim and Jack, no friends. Jim wants to hit baseballs. Sounds good. We wander over to the school that they go to, Pinewood. And I'm pitching to one kid, and the other kid's in the outfield. I look over my shoulder at Jackie, and there's a kid out there. And he goes, hey! I go, hey! He goes, can I play? I go, awesome! Opportunity, Jim and Jack, meet a new friend, yes. And I notice as he's walking over, he's taking unusually large steps. And I hear, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And he turns right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And there's a hole in the fence. He walks through the hole in the fence. And then he's counting out as he's walking towards me. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then he goes, can you say something? I go, huh? He goes, thank you. He turns a little. 1, 2. He's counting his goddamn steps. And I go, hi. And he goes, I'm Tony. I'm blind. And I go, oh, no. And I go, so I'm thinking, well, I guess I'll just supervise this little adventure here. Jim and Jack meet this cute little fella. And they'll, I don't know what they're going to do. He goes, can I hit the ball? Now, what I should have said was, no, you can't because you're fucking blind. What did I say? I go, yeah, of course, buddy. Okay, good. Where's the bat? I go, fuck. I go, all right, Jim, get your glove. Go out there. And he's like, Dad, are you serious? I go, shut the fuck up. And Tony goes, okay, so just throw it and then say beep, beep. I go, okay. So I throw it and I go, swing. And he goes, no. You got to say beep, beep. He goes, I play beep, beep baseball and the ball beeps. So just beep when it's there. Now, what I want to say is, look, you little asshole. It doesn't matter what comes out of my mouth. As long as you hear either swing or beep, beep. So fuck off. But I don't. And I throw it again. Beep, beep. Swings and misses. Swings and misses. Now, I know you want me to say that this story culminates with him swinging and hitting it out of the park and, you know, goes over the fence and the beast catches the ball in his mouth and it's another great Sandlot moment. But no, this went on forever, and that bastard did not hit one of those fucking balls. Jim, where Jim and Jackie are picking flowers, they're getting in a fight. Shit show. Absolute shit show. That was that. I wish I had more to that story, but it just ended that way. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. So then I go home, tell Dan, yeah, this blind kid, he made me pitch balls to him, and I'm like, it was horrible. One of the worst days of my life. Shortly thereafter, you know, this is, let's see, so Jackie's like 7 at the time. All right. They go to school and they have a talent show. All right. And all the kids in the like auditorium, and the first kid sings Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And then the next kid, whatever stupid shit kids do, dances around or something like that. The other kid comes out with one of those stupid Yamaha recorders and plays Mary Had a Little Lamb or something stupid. And I'm saying, this fucking sucks. And then they go, now we'd like to introduce Tony. And here comes this Tony. I go, oh no. Oh, fuck. And then they walk out I'm not kidding you, a Dimebag Darrell Flying V guitar, bigger than he is. And you know that song Eruption by Eddie Van Halen? What Tony was doing made Eddie Van Halen look like he was playing Hot Cross Buns. He's tapping all up and down the fucking thing. And he, I don't know if you know this. You know how like Stevie Wonder, he does that whole, blind people a lot of times they like move all over. And that's like, if you ever saw like in Marvel Comics, I hope I still have audio here. Ryan says, because my story, I don't want this to get lost. He says, my Twitch dropped audio for some reason. You guys have audio, right? Can some of you maybe confirm in the chat? Sounds good from here. Any of that? Okay, good. You know how like Daredevil in Marvel Comics, he's got radar. Well, blind musicians, this is my only theory, they use radar to see music or something and they move around. So Tony's doing that, except he starts to fall. I'm not kidding you. And I figured out that there was a teacher behind him because he would start to lean while he's shredding. And then they would like prop him up. I'm like, what am I? I go, what this kid lacks in goddamn baseball, he is ridiculous on the guitar. This is Tony. By the way, he does everything here. Everything you hear, he does. He's a fucking Dave Grohl. He's Dave Grohl with no eyes. He even sings. All right. I'm bumping ahead because I'm impatient. As a child, I played beep-beep baseball. This old fucker used to throw me pitches. He told me to swing, and I told him to fuck off, y'all! Yeah!
Quiet scene blended right in. As an infant, I remember all the chambers. So volatile that brought me to tears.
So pissed off and fight!
Oh, God, Tony.
Oh, get the fuck back or die.
Get the fuck back.
Just my self-destruct right here. Right now.
I know it's hard. I know you do. You try your best.
Stay here. We say goodbye. I want to get a clip of him shredding. All right, whatever. He's being moody. Ryan says, wow, he can even go full scream. I got to remember to link up Tony for you gutter faces who like this type of music. I'm more interested in the human. He's fantastic. Kenny writes, Tony's a good follow on Facebook, etc. He's got more of a drive and more positivity in his attitude than 99% of the world who aren't blind. Yeah, there you go. You know what you should do, Kenny? You should tap into that resource the next time you think about ordering an asshole burger with no bun. You see, if you didn't act like such a jackass all the time, you could order a burger with a bun. If you spent the whole day behaving and doing the right things, when you go out, you could reward yourself with the bun. Instead, all you're doing is annoying the kitchen staff. They hate you. If you could, I would like the Chubb's burger with the, I like the jalapeno aioli. Could you put an onion ring and an egg on that? Three strips of bacon. If you could go with one slice each of pepper jack, Colby, Swiss, and American. If you could add some bacon jam and then more bacon. And then I'm going low carb, so no bun. God. You just stay home. You have not earned the right to go out in public yet. Come on. What a catastrophe. I don't know. I forgot how I got onto the blind people. I think I was talking about that Wombat Pat. All right. Ryan writes, bravo, EZ. This segment is the best thing I've listened to all year. From the claim that blind people are complete assholes, weirdos, or great musicians, to you calling a blind man for redemption with an incredible baseball story. Bravo. Well, I'm glad to do it. Whatever I can do to get you through your day, I'm happy to be, to do this. I'm lucky to do this. But today has been weird because, I got yelled at work yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I got yelled at today from the radio staff. So I kind of feel like a bitch, Well, not a bitch, but just like a fuck up. And I'm not really used to that. So I kind of have to wrap my mind that I'm kind of a shithead. The good news is I did not give anybody any attitude. Like when Doug was telling me that I was the worst person on the planet or whatever the fuck he was saying. And when Radio Guy was busting my balls about whatever I did. I wanted to lash out. I mean, every part of my essence was saying, at this point in time, you need to look your superior in the eye, metaphorically, and tell them to fuck off. That's what you need to do. But I did not do that. I stayed away from that. And then Doug was so pissed off. He was so goddamn pissed off. I put some chicken tenders and put them in the fry basket and lowered them into the oil. And then they cook. Well, he was going, he was enraged. And he was like, what he does when he gets pissed off is he tries to do everything. So if you had duties, they're gone. He's going to do it all. And you're just going to stand there with your thumb up your ass. So in his haste, he pulled the uncooked chicken the basket out and hung it so it's just there in the basket, half cooked. And he's not aware that he did it. You know anybody like that in your life when their brain kind of gets a little crispy? They do shit and don't really remember it. So that happened. And then 15 seconds goes by and he goes, Eric. I go, what's up, buddy? You're going to kill somebody. This is uncooked chicken. You are going to serve this to them uncooked. And I go, now, I know I didn't touch it. But I gotta clean this mess up gracefully. I go, right? And he puts it back down in the oil. About 5 minutes goes by and he goes, look, dude, about the chicken. You can't. And I go, you know what? I was just thinking, I don't remember pulling that out of there. I remember putting it down to make it, but I'm 100% sure that I did not remove that from the oil. And I think Mother Mary may have touched Doug's soul and said, you did it. Because he goes, and his face softened. And he went, first he was like this. And he went, you know, I might have done that. And I'm like, oh, hallelujah. Because I think at that point, I was at risk of actually him taking that spatula and sticking it up my asshole. But I had to speak up. I said, yeah, I don't, you know what, dude, I don't remember pulling that out of the oil. I swear I dropped it, but I don't think I pulled it out. Now, you notice that I did not say, I didn't do it, you did it. It's because I'm a goddamn pro. When I want to be diplomatic, I can be. And lo and behold, he paused and he went, really? I think I did that. Now, what I want to say is, you're goddamn right you did. Oh. Jimmy says restaurant work is a bitch. I can't do it anymore. Ryan says sometimes even the Zaytunian needs to be a bit of a Zane. Yeah, I got to be on full Zaytunian mode when I'm doing that gig, when I'm working at the restaurant. Because if there's anything that goes wrong, I got to go, oh, duh, I'm so stupid. I'm so sorry. I'm just a dumb. Because I don't want to get murdered. So I kept it low key. We got through the rest of the evening and it was all good. But then telling Diana about it, she goes, you better tell him to fuck off. Like, I'm not telling him to fuck off. Are you crazy? Well, then I'm going to tell him to fuck off. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to tell him to shut the fuck up. I go, nah, I don't want to do that. It's not that big of a deal. Yes, it is. I go, It's a job. I mean, whatever. I mean, besides, I like those people. I like them a lot. I love those people. You know, it's not a big deal. I could never fucking work there. I go, I know you can't because you'd kill him. And she would too. Irish redhead. In a lot of ways, I have unbelievable training to handle Doug at Bosco's. Irish redhead. 1989. Irish redhead. 99, 09, 19. It'd be 35. Well, 35 years. It is 35. It's 35 plus years. You know? So that has trained me to an unbelievably fine level. There's nothing that can be said or done to me that I can't handle because of the professional skin. Wait a minute. That didn't sound right. of how professional my brain is and thick my skin is. So I can handle anything. Sarah says, I love the Queen of the Forest. She's protecting her man. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Ashley is here. And I was just describing what a person's, one of their first impressions is from Doug at Bosco's. And I think she said to me, terrifying. He's not. You just got to peel back the layers. He's fine. But I swear to God, I thought he was going to kill me yesterday. Woo! All right. We've covered a lot to start this show. Ashley says, like someone on coke who wants to fight, but he's sweaty and very nice. Well said. Well said. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I need to say goodbye to our beloved friends who are watching on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Thank you for being here. I take it back. They haven't been here at all because I forgot to toggle them on. Oh, it's so sad. Too bad. Sorry about that. Anyway, Twitch and Facebook, when Facebook is on, brought to you by our friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. X, brought to you by our friends at Blue Frost IT. Follow me on those platforms, please. Joe Martinez is here. He's like, EZ, please tell them to call about getting their air conditioners tuned up. This is so important. If you've never had your AC tuned up, do this. If you have it done every year, have Joe do it. It's $79. He shows up. He cleans that big thing on the outside of your house. Make sure that that is in good running order. Goes in, works on the inside of the home where the blower is and all those electronic things that are there, and he's making sure that it is running at peak efficiency so you use the least amount of energy, saves you on your utility bills, and extends the life of your unit for as long as possible. If you need to book that, call 616-516-8579, 616-516-8579, online at aeheatingandcooling.net. .com. God, it's been a while since I've said your website. Which one is it? AE Heating. You can tell I'm fucking blind. Oh my God. Yeah, I know it. Believe me. AEheatingcooling.net. God damn, what an idiot. And if you need a new AC unit set up, reach out to Joe. Ashley says, oh my God, why can't this stuff happen when you forget to do Facebook? I don't know. Meanwhile, Berlin Raceway. Oh my God, I just posted on Facebook. If you want free tickets to Berlin for Saturday, I've got a 4-pack of tickets to give away right now. Go to my Facebook page and just like it and then share it so that your friends have a shot. And if they win, you can all go together. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. So Saturday's races. Weather's going to be great. $14 a pop when you buy online. $18 at the gate. All right? And not to mention, parking is free. 15 and under is free. Bring in your own cooler, 12 by 18 and smaller. No glass, no booze. You can get all the booze you want inside of the venue. I will be there May 18th. So we got less than a month for that event. The May 18th Berlin Speedway EZ Show get-together. Keep that in mind. Go to BerlinRaceway.com. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. My God, the absolute blessed. They are blessed. We're blessed to have them. The best place to get your vehicle repaired. EVs, hybrids, regular combustion engines, free loaner cars. Oh, my God. They got it all there for you. 616-532-6600. 6600. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Okay. The Tony Gebhardt podcast. Let's see. Episode 0 started December 31, 2022. Actually, episode 1. Then he was doing weekly. I want to see what the pod fade on this is. Typically, you got about 10 episodes and then people start to pod fade. Okay, consistent, looking good. Hang on, I need my glasses. All right. Oh, yeah. Look at this one. The rhythm of inclusivity. That's a topic. This is so much better than anything I could ever do. All right. I'm seeing one. You got a June 3rd one, and then it jumps to June 29, little pod fade, and then June 29 to August 9. Then August 9 to September 23. So now we're separated by a month. October 31, November 19, 23. And then November 23, 23 to January 27th of 24. Okay. Did 3 episodes in February. Nice. Now he's doing mini episodes. All right, I'm anxious to hear how this sounds. It's called Don't Step on My Shoes. Mm-hmm. Why can't I hear it? Okay.
Hey, my friends, you're listening to the Tony Gebhardt Show, and for today's bonus content, you know, if you're anything like me, especially if you walk in the shoes of someone with a disability, independence is important. And some of us may be in that transition of feeling afraid of taking that first step of finding independence. What does independence mean? And still in that odd transition stage of codependency into independence. And today's kind of a venting episode. You know.
How great is it that a guy who has never seen, he's without sight, is telling people who are in a similar scenario where they don't have everything, like whatever, maybe their eyes are gone, maybe they are deaf, maybe they fucking got their legs chewed off by an alligator. He's saying, quit being a pussy and get out there.
I want to go out. I really want to go into this with, like, true empathy for my brothers and sisters and family that are out there that struggle with their independence. Maybe because there's an interference.
Okay, so now he's being nice. What he wants to say is, quit being a pussy!
Because there's two sides. There's those of us that are wanting to be independent, and then there's another side that doesn't know how to just yet.
You hear that, Kenny?
And let me just first say, thanks so much for subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/MRJT1020. We just hit 2,200 subscribers.
Yay!
And we were at 1,000 in October.
My man.
So just this immense flux of support has been incredible.
Nice job, Tony. Easy has to take a break and go tinkle. Okay? Don't go anywhere. A lot more where that came from. Stand by, please. All right. While away, I thought to myself, I wonder if anyone in the audience has ever been fired from a job just because they sucked at it. You know, just, you suck. I know Doug has unloaded some people at Bosco's who, it just, you know, whatever, kept fucking shit up. And then, all right, that's it. He pulls the plug. I wonder if that's ever going to happen to me, you know? Has it ever happened to you? You're doing a job and you're just terrible at it. Maybe when you were a kid. Kenny says, I got fired once because my kids were sick too often. Pissed me off. So, does that mean that if the kids are sick, you had to stay home? That's not exactly performance-based. That's more like if you can't be there, they can't use you. Kenny says, I told them my situation when I got hired, full-time single dad. And, yeah. That's pretty much your fault. I mean, if you say single dad, full-time single dad, you have to say, yeah, just so you know going in, I'm going to be missing a lot of work because, as you can see genetically, I'm not that healthy. And so they are most likely not going to be healthy. So I'm expecting that, like, in 5 days in a week, you can expect me there one day. If you did not tell them that, then that's a horrible thing that you did to your employer. Just saying. Stevie says, LOL, yep, my first job was cleaning offices downtown, got fired because I didn't do a good enough job. Wouldn't they, like, say, hey, can we maybe rethink this, or can it maybe give you a little more training, give you a little more guidance? Molly writes, one time I did, but only because I wasn't supposed to be hired for that department, and the shit was too heavy and management was shit. Everyone that came around when I did, they all got fired. It was just horrible to work. The place is just horrible place to work for in general. Joe Martinez says he got fired for getting high. Bob says, I got fired once because I put in my 2 weeks notice. I've been fired, and then when they fire me, they actually, you know, make it so that I cannot file for unemployment. Like, they challenge my unemployment. Like when Dave Sachs, the general manager of Journal Broadcasting in Knoxville gave me a bunch of shit, and I shoved them. They fired me, and then I applied for unemployment, and the unemployment office calls and says, yeah, you can't get unemployment. Why? Because you were fired with cause. You can't shove people. I'm like, oh, fuck me. All right, fuck off. Maureen says, I got fired once for stirring up some trouble with the boss's pet. They tried to get me to quit so they wouldn't have to pay me unemployment, but I'd seen my job posted on Indeed, so I refused to quit, and they had to fire me and pay my unemployment. What do you mean by stirring up some trouble with the boss's pet? Did you try to, like, give the dog a hand job or something? What's going on there? Stevie says, is the pet an animal or a person? It's a person. Oh, I thought you, like, the guy had a dog or something, and you, like tried to toss the dog salad. Tyler says, is this like a dog licking peanut butter type of situation? Maureen says, no, the favorite person in the office. Way to go, boomer. All right. Now, to the breaking news. We started the day, and some of you, none of you probably thought about, hey, I wonder what Harvey Weinstein is doing today. He's been rotting away in prison. If I remember correctly, Harvey Weinstein, anybody who ever wanted to be in a film that he was behind the making of it, I think he like had sex with everyone. Like, let's say they're making a movie. Like, I don't know. I don't know any of the movies Harvey Weinstein made. Let's just say there's some blockbuster coming out with all the biggest stars. So everyone from catering to lighting to the actors, the actresses, publicity, everyone involved has to have sex with Harvey Weinstein. And this finally came back to haunt him some years later. And then he's behind bars. Harvey Weinstein was the one who pretty much was the main poster child of the hashtag Me Too movement. Remember that one? I was raped. Hashtag Me Too. You couldn't turn around. Every day there was a new Hollywood person that was being accused of rape. Hollywood or bigwig. You know? Mr. Rogers, rape me. Hashtag Me Too. The prophet Muhammad stuck his finger up my ass. Hashtag Me Too. I probably shouldn't say that. I'm probably going to have somebody kill me. It's something I would never say. The Pope tongued my dick. Hashtag Me Too. God damn it. The New York Court of Appeals on Thursday overturned the sex crimes conviction against Harvey Weinstein. They've ordered a new trial. Wow. This was sent to me by Kenny, Stevie. Who else sent it to me? Bleeding Heart Brian. You know what's interesting? It all comes back. Since this all happened, he's fucking blind now. Remember what I said about blind people? Weinstein's blind, I think. Or is that Bill Cosby? I think that if you're like a child molester or a sexual predator, you become blind eventually. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Anyway, the court ruled 4-3 to order a new trial. Quote, now a lot of this is legal speak, so I don't understand all of it. Quote, we conclude that trial court erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than the complainants of the underlying crimes because that testimony served no material non-propensity purpose. So what they're saying there is in the trial, there was testimony of sex acts that he was not charged for against persons that were not the ones doing the complaining. Quote, that's, by the way, from Judge Jenny Rivera, adding, the court compounded that error when it ruled that the defendant, who had no criminal history, could be cross-examined about those allegations, as well as numerous allegations of misconduct that portrayed defendant in a highly prejudicial light. The synergistic effect of these errors was not harmless. I think that's the long way to describe that things were discussed in court that shouldn't have been discussed in court. And I don't know if they can say that it may or may not be that those bits of information would have been irrelevant to the case. It could have been that those bits of information were used and he was convicted and that's the problem. But if they hadn't used those segments of information, complaints from people that weren't doing any complaining, that he still would have been convicted. So this sounds to me like you did it. You were convicted. You're guilty of it. You should be in prison for it for a long, long time. But you're going to get a new trial because all of this shit went beyond the scope of the evidence that was supposed to be used against you. This is described as a technicality. Remember Bill Cosby? Same goddamn thing. Weinstein is 72. He was sentenced just last year in L.A. court to 16 years in prison for charges of rape and sexual assault. In 2020, he was convicted in New York of other charges and sentenced to 23 years in prison for first-degree criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. Those charges resulted in convictions were based on the testimony of Miriam Haley and Jessica Mann. In addition, three other women testified during the trial as prior bad acts witnesses as prosecutors sought to show Weinstein had a pattern of abuse. Now, that's just what he was tried and convicted for. There have been dozens of people in Hollywood who had to have sex with this goddamn animal in order to work. And if they didn't, they were fucked. That's how powerful that fucking guy was. Jesus Christ. Is Harvey Weinstein blind? Yeah, almost technically blind at this point. Just see, it's all coming together for this show. Blind people are either weirdos, annoying assholes, or great musicians. Okay? He's an asshole. Maybe we could add in talented. Talented at making movies, I guess. Truth be told, I couldn't even tell you what he actually did when it comes to making a movie. I think he was a producer, which I don't know what the fuck. Hell, I don't even know what a radio producer does. Let alone a movie producer. Radio producer is the guy who gets the fucking coffee and picks up the phone. Patrick says, in a positive twist, he will never get a fair trial now. Linda says, my second favorite podcaster and legal expert on YouTube, Emily D. Baker, is covering this on her channel at noon. Well, there you go. We can finish this up. You can see what Emily D. Baker has to say. Tyler writes, Trump grabbed me by the pussy. Hashtag me too. God damn. Referring to when I referenced Mr. Rogers. Why do you hate him so much? It just happened. It was the hilarity of I said, Kenny, the joke was people that you would not expect to be charged were be called rapists were being called rapists during the Me Too movement. Hence, Muhammad, the Pope, Mr. Rogers, all three people that clearly were not involved in the Me Too movement. That was the joke, but you didn't get it. So I had to stop down and explain it to you. That's fun. Come on, man. Kenny says, yes, I know, but you have always talked shit about Mr. Rogers, and he was a good dude. Different line of jokes here. Notice you're the only one asking about it. Do you ever feel all alone in addition to when you're all alone? That's right now. Shut up. I haven't yet watched this. Mike Ball sent it in. He said, Joe Biden gets confused by a teleprompter. I think what's going on here is when he was speaking in front of the group Foundations for the Future, a group of people started chanting, 4 more years, 4 more years. And more than likely, that's a plant. Like, you get people there to go there to just do that chant so that it can become a viral news story that people were chanting, 4 more years. I guess them chanting 4 more years cooked his brain, and he didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Imagine what we can...
Oops. Hang on, I got to turn my volume on. This is a new habit that I have. That is not fun.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years.
Okay, I take it back. Imagine what we can do next. He's saying on the thing, 4 more years. And then the plants out in the crowd are supposed to start chanting, 4 more years, 4 more years. Joe Biden reads that as, think we can do next, 4 more years. And then it says, pause, parentheses, pause. He's supposed to pause so these guys can do their thing. And then to the average person, it looks impromptu. It's not. He reads the word pause.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years.
4 more years.
4 more years.
Oh. Did you see that? Oh.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. Pause. 4 more years. 4 more years.
What a catastrophe. That is so bad. Maze and Blue says, I hope he wins just so we have more of this. Yeah, here's the thing. Trump is sharper than Biden, but Trump's more corrupt, and I trust his followers a lot less than I do Joe Biden's followers. Okay? And they're both just fucked. Both of these people have more shortcomings than longcomings. Ugh. That's bad. I had a conversation with Madison the other day. And she goes, do you think Trump's going to win? And I go, I kind of do. She goes, why? Why? I go, well, it doesn't matter what I think. You asked. But because Biden's too... Because these moments right here, that's what drives voters. Okay? Most people who vote aren't that educated about the actual candidates, like me. You know? I'm basing my vote on, well, all the asshole shit that Trump brings to the table. You know, I can't stand any of that. And I hate people that follow him. I don't hate like Nick and stupid Kuipers. because what the fuck, Nate? I love you guys, but you're fucking dumbasses for voting for this shithead. But then on the other side, what do I expect you to do? So I can understand why you do it. Jesus. All right. Let's see. I don't want to talk about that. Oh, Trump's coming to Michigan again. God damn it. Trump loves Michigan. His last stop was here in Grand Rapids. And all the losers came to see him. And now he's coming back again. He's headed up to another place full of shit kickers. He's showing up at a place called AV Flight Saginaw, which is near Freeland, Michigan, which is right near where the mobile home of rock and roll was when the Joe and the Poor Boy show and the Poor Boy and Big Bad News, Cecil with a Y, that's all in Freeland. It's his third stop in Michigan this election, and expect this to happen more and more. The visit was announced as Trump's hush money trial is happening in New York. The trip is on a Wednesday, which is typically an off day for the trial. God, I can't imagine being that busy at that age. You know, I get wore out doing just the little shit that I do. Maybe he sleeps on the plane. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm exhausted right now. Here we are. It's April. So we got May, June, July, August, September, October, 11. Less than 7 months until the election. Have you thought about the madness that will ensue if there is a debate? And I'm hoping there is a debate. Trump didn't do any of the debates for the all the Republican primaries. He didn't have to. Kicked everybody's ass. There has to be some type of debate. And the way those things are now with the people cheering and screaming and yelling, it's like the NFL draft now. That was the one, however many years ago it was, when Biden and Trump told the Proud Boys to get ready to attack. Remember that? What do you have to say to the Proud Boys? I think he said, get ready to attack. January 6th, we're going to attack. Jesus. Holy shit. The NFL draft is today. Now, it's in Detroit. And I don't give two fucks about this. But there are people that I know are going to this event. And they want to sit there when the commissioner comes out and says, we draft this guy. I'm like, what? Why? Well, we want to know. We just want to be there. It's like that is so awful. Who has so little going on in their lives that they can go and sit through the NFL draft? Okay, I have so much going on in my life that I wouldn't go to the Super Bowl. I mean, if I could afford it, but I had all this shit to do, and if it was a school night, it is Sunday, and I had to be back Monday to do this, I wouldn't go. There's just too much going on. What type of losers skip out work to go to the NFL draft? They're the same dickheads who, spend way too much time researching their fucked up fantasy football teams, you know? When really all you need to do is just draft anybody and just who gives a shit? You're probably going to do well by barely doing anything. It's so stupid. God damn. So the NFL draft happens today. So dumb. All right. Our pal Joe Spalding posted this. We had him on the show yesterday, and he mentioned this, and I want to get to it. It's a clip from where the Ottawa County Commission meeting was going on. And he said on our show here that when he was out there and Bender Bones walked through the concourse area getting ready to go into the chambers from the Satanic Temple of West Michigan, him and Louis Cypher strutted through to do the invocation, all these dickheads started chanting, "We love Jesus." And Spalding has the audio and video from that moment. So let's check that out. Joe loves to troll these people, and I don't know if they just are intentionally trying to ignore him because they know it's Joe, but he has a pretty funny line here.
Tell me Bender Bones entered the room without telling me that Bender Bones entered the room.
Hang on, I'll make sure I'm getting this. They're all shouting, "We love Jesus."
Tell me Bender Bones entered the room without telling me that Bender Bones entered the room. You know he's an immigrant, right? And he was brown?
Look at all these fucking idiots. Look at all the plaid and the flannel and the white people. Now, make no mistake. Jesus is very popular in the Eric Zane Show podcast household. All right? Very, very popular. But I am sick and tired. I am sick and tired of these quote-unquote Christians hijacking my baby Jesus. Jesus Christ. They are taking their bigotry and then they shroud it in Christianity. That's what they do. Tyler says people like these assholes have simultaneously ruined patriotism and religion. Absolutely. Like I said, if somebody has a American flag on their house, you're an asshole. If somebody's got one on their truck, you're an asshole. If they've got a shirt that says I'm a patriot with an American flag, fuck you. Joe Martinez says the NFL draft is awesome. He adds, we were in Vegas and saw when Aiden Hutchinson was drafted. It's a good, fun experience. Linda adds, I would like to go because Nick Saban is there with ESPN. And then out of the blue, Joe Martinez says she's dumb. Problem, though, he wrote, you're dumb. But he wrote, Y-O-U-R. Yeah, a little bit rough when you refer to someone out of the blue who did not ask for it as dumb. And then the word preceding dumb is Y-O-U-R. I'm pretty sure it's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, like a contraction. The contraction of U-R is your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. So a little weird. Oh, okay. You weren't saying it about Linda. Because Linda took offense. She said right back at you. Joe was talking to me, not Linda. That's good. I don't know why, because I was like, why would you take a run at Linda? Linda's one of the kindest people I know. But Joe says, well, this is not English clash. This is not English class, teacher. I'm just letting you know. I mean, Jesus Christ. You call me dumb, and you write Y-O-U-R in front of it. Kind of makes you look dumb. I'm just saying. It would have been good if you wrote Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, but you wrote your. I'm trying to help you. Thank you to Green Medicine Shop. Folks, I love them so much. If I smoke pot, I'd buy it all from them. Since you all do, that's what I want you to do. Go to greenmedicineshop.com. I should say go to thegreenmedicineshop.com. That's their website. You can see what they're all about. They're in Greenville, Michigan. If you are 18 to 21 and you want to burn, well, you can't in Michigan unless you've got a med card. So go to thegreenmedicineshop.com, get your med card, and then go to Green Medicine Shop and buy your cannabis. Frank Fuss invites you to check him out at buyinsurancehere.com. You can reach out to Frank when you are thinking about getting health care on the marketplace. That is not an easy process. It can help you every step of the way. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage reminds you you can get a mortgage today at 231-332-6505. That's the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage from anywhere in the U.S. Get into your mortgage. He'll roll out the red carpet for you, whether it's the 10th time you've gotten a mortgage or the first time. As a first-time homebuyer, Mario will help you every step of the way. Call him at 231-332-6505. Okay. Yesterday, our asshole today was KMK. Today should be simple. Let me add one word. Your asshole of the day, assholes of the day, most blind people. What a bunch of dicks. That is my time. Thank you for being here for it. I'll be back later on with the Patreon bonus podcast. Till then, have a good one, and bye-bye.